Hi, this is William Simmons, and you are listening to Medicare Stress Relief, my podcast that is based off of my book, Medicare and the Stress of Turning 65. And today is Friday, October the 1st of 2021, and we are getting ready to go into the Medicare annual enrollment period. And that is where individuals can change their prescription drug plans. They can change Medicare Advantage plans. They can move from a Medicare Advantage plan and go back to original Medicare. There are just multiple options, but this is the time of the year that individuals who have been on Medicare can make changes to their plans. Now, that's not what today's episode is about, but I did want to bring that up, and I'm sure that most people are going to be seeing a lot of information, commercials. I have a commercial starting today that I'm excited about, and you're going to be seeing hundreds and not thousands of commercials over the next 2.5 months regarding Medicare insurance and Medicare insurance plans, etc. But today's episode, I want to just review something related to both Medicare A and B. In the last few episodes, I've talked about Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B, what the monthly premiums are, what they cover, the deductibles, etc. In today's episode, I want to just go over what I think are some of the risks of original Medicare and kind of break that down into very specific items. And if someone is being covered through original Medicare and they don't have any additional, there's no supplements or no Advantage plans, etc. If you're covered by original Medicare and you go into the hospital, you will have a $1,484 deductible. That's not all. You could also pay 20% for physicians that see you there, and that's covered under Part B. But for Part A, that big risk is that hospital deductible. And that's not an annual deductible. For Part A, the hospital deductible is not annual. It's based off benefit period. Now, the benefit period is, it consists of the time that someone is in the hospital plus the first 60 days after the individual has left the hospital. So the benefit period includes the hospital stay plus the first 60 days after leaving the hospital. If you go back to the hospital on day 70 after you've left the hospital, you could incur that Part B penalty again. So that's one financial risk. The other financial risk is related to Part B. Part B is essentially an 80-20 plan. Part B does have a $203 deductible. It's an annual deductible in this case. But after you pay that $203 deductible, you're essentially paying 20% for all of your outpatient services. Now, there are several things that are outpatient services that can be very expensive, such as chemotherapy treatments. That could be very expensive. So if you were only being covered by original Medicare Part A and B, that could be very costly to you. So we have the hospital deductible. So Part A, the big risk is the hospital deductible. For Part B, it's the 20% coinsurance that's uncapped, meaning there is no cap on what your liability could be. So if you are, you know, undergoing certain treatments or care that, you know, was being charged at Part B, there is no cap on that. The third item I want to bring up is kind of a risk for Medicare Part A and B, is that it does not cover prescription medications. So prescription medications are covered under Part D, as D is in David. So your high cholesterol medication, your heart medication, that's covered under Medicare Part D. And so those are kind of three areas that I think are the risk. And these are the reasons that people look at the Medicare supplements to cover the hospital deductible, to cover that 20% coinsurance, and they also will enroll in a prescription drug. So today, that's really what I wanted to emphasize, or the risk of just having original Medicare without, you know, some type of Medicare supplement or being enrolled in an Advantage plan, because they the supplements and Advantage plans do put a cap on what the individual's liability would be. I want to thank you for listening today. This is William Simmons with Medicare Stress Relief, and I hope that you have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and enjoy your afternoon. Thank you.